A parent was in contact with the office. A complaint has been formally lodged against you. And so I need to know that there's an official demerit against you in the system. It's a little bit of an unofficial kind of three strike system with the state education department.
What is the nature of the complaint?
Okay, so I actually am not allowed to say it out loud.
This is Kornfeld and Andrews, the radio plays. Episode 5, Don't Say.
You said something in passing during a during a history lesson that violates one of the state's policies. And so there's a demerit in the system against you.
Is this like a... I guess I don't know what I would love to know what I said, because if I don't know what it was, then I might say it again.
I would love to tell you too.
I keep things pretty tight to the history books. There's not a lot of personal anecdotes. I live a pretty simple life. I don't regale with tales of adulthood.
This was not a personal anecdote. No, nothing like that. Nothing like that. Anything like that. If it got personal at all, you would have to be let go immediately. No. You're on.
It's an informal demerit.
Well, no, it's a formal demerit. I am formally having to communicate that you now have a demerit against you in the state's system.
Okay. And if I accrue 3 demerits,
well, then you would be removed from public school teaching status. They would revoke your teaching credentials.
Okay. Is this one of the new laws?
I can't say.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to talk about it, nor am I allowed to even discuss the law, because the law itself mentions the aspect that is now illegal to mention. That's quite interesting. It has a self-referential quality where you can't, the concept can't even discuss itself. It creates a sort of black hole
in the
law. It's
like he who shall not be named.
Yeah.
Voldemort.
I should warn you, technically we're not on school time right now, but we are on school property, and even that reference is technically on thin ice.
Okay.
Because it's offensive to certain groups.
To Slytherins?
I have to be careful in the words I choose here, because there's a updated guidelines on how I'm allowed to communicate this.
You can communicate it to me however you'd like, and I assure you that I won't go to the state.
No, legally I can't do that. And this is actually good practice for me. I should get in the habit of doing.
What if we left school property? Would we be able to speak more freely about?
No,
I guess.
According to updated state standards, I'm actually not allowed to speak to you about school subjects at all off school property. So we actually can't talk about...
I've been teaching the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing it has something to do with one of the...
Well, just to be clear, we can't call it a war anymore legally. It was the Vietnam action. So it was a peacekeeping.
What?
It was a peacekeeping action. The term war is being eliminated from the next generation of textbooks because it has connotations to it that are alarming to some people.
I mean, that was the term used by the president.
Not anymore.
No, by the president when it happened.
No, not anymore.
What? Lyndon Johnson called it the Vietnam War.
Not anymore.
Or the war.
Not anymore.
What do you mean?
Lyndon Johnson now officially called it the Vietnam action, the Vietnam.
But he didn't. There's a video of him not saying that.
Not anymore. That video can't legally be seen on school property. That would be a second demerit. Even actually having this discussion right now, technically I could. It's in my power to give you a second demerit. I'm not going to. Because between you and me, I think that this is BS.
Are we being listened to, or get all quiet?
All the time. We're all being listened to all the time. Yeah.
But you understand what I meant by using that term.
I'm afraid I don't, and I don't
know. Are we being surveilled?
I don't know what you're referencing.
Okay.
I don't know what you're
Well, I'm going to go to Match Park. You know that park?
I don't think I do.
It's the one with the boardwalk, but it's the swampy kind of.
Oh, that's called that's Match Park?
Yeah, it's called Match Park.
Oh, I always thought that was Willowbrook. Why did I think it was Willowbrook?
Willowbrook is the trail that leads from Match Park. So there's the Willowbrook Nature Trail, but the actual park around the estuary is Match Park.
Hence my confusion.
Well, I'm going to go there and see if I can feed any ducks.
Well, that is your business. I don't know how many ducks you're going to see, you know, because the sun's going to be going down pretty quickly. But
correct.
They fly off. I wonder where ducks go when they go to sleep. That would be an interesting question for our friends in the biology department.
Well, that I'm going to go there and
to the biology department.
No, I'm going to go to Match Park and I'm going to sit on a bench mm-hmm. by the entrance to the little boardwalk area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk to the ducks or whoever comes by.
Mm-hmm. Is this in your... You're framing this as a kind of Washington Post deep throat situation?
I don't think that ever happened, right? As of currently, right? Like, as of now, that never happened, right?
The Washington Post deep throat situation?
Yeah, I don't even know what you're referring to.
Well, no, that happened, because that's in the... you know, that's in the movie All the President's Men. That's recorded.
Well,
have you seen All the President's Men with Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
But they call it the Vietnam War in that film.
Not anymore.
What?
Yeah, it's the Vietnam action in that film. Dustin Hoffman was actually gracious enough to go back into the studio and re-record those lines. And they have seamlessly used digital technology to make his lips act different. So you can't even tell the difference. They actually screened a brief cut at that at the Scholastic Festival last month. It was pretty impressive. Not festival, what am I saying? Scholastic.
The book burning.
No books were burned. Books were not burned. Books were frozen in liquid nitrogen and then shattered.
Right.
No books were burned. No, frozen. Frozen, yeah.
The book freezing.
Well, like freezing a melanoma. Have you had that done to you? Have you had a melanoma frozen off your head?
I have.
Have you seen in the Have you seen Mr. Criaris in the science department? This is amazing. Have you been to the assembly where he puts an iron ball in a tub of liquid nitrogen and then he measures the ball and the ball shrinks? The kids love that.
Yeah, and the kids love history as well.
They do. When that's because you make it come alive, and for that I applaud you.
Oh, thank you.
I applaud you. Not everyone's favorite subject, but you give it a dynamic quality.
Well, I'm gonna get some fresh bread and go down to Match Park. I'm going to wear a Stetson.
Okay. Just because we have agreed that this is a Washington Post deep throat situation.
I haven't agreed to that. I just am telling you where I'm going to go.
Unfortunately, by understanding my acknowledgement that you were making that reference, you have tacitly agreed to that, which means that now if I go to the park with you, that can be considered a form of scholastic espionage against the Department of Education. So I can't legally do that. I would be fired on the spot for doing that. So... But you have fun feeding those ducks. You better get there quick because, you know, the sun will be going down very soon.
Don't Say was improvised by Lewis Kornfeld and Rick Andrews and produced by Lloydie James Lloyd.